DW.
Adam's apartment isn't just an apartment. For Adam, who adopted the name when he converted to Christianity, it's a church. Two crucifixes hang on the wall, and two benches sit on the other side of the room. On Sunday, some of his fellow believers gather here to worship.
They come here, sometimes six, sometimes eight or ten. I try to keep in touch with the Christian families who now also have children. These are friends from Mohammedia, Casablanca and other cities.
Adam says the authorities must certainly know about his services, and they tolerate them. But converting to Christianity in Morocco is a delicate matter. Families often react with incomprehension and sometimes anger. And not just family, neighbors too.
These are sometimes people who themselves aren't strict Muslims. But when they find out that you're a Christian, they attack you. It happened to me. I was hit on the head and had to get 21 stitches. Here, I'll show you photos.
Adam's story can't be verified. He's describing a personal experience. His wife, Farah, says she's never experienced anything like this. She is also converted to the Protestant faith.
As a woman, I've seen a lot of discrimination. It's become clear to me that this stems from the Arab Islamic traditions of our society, the very traditional perspectives. But those are contrary to women's rights.
Farah feels more at ease in the Protestant faith. At first, her family was taken aback by her conversion, but in the meantime, they've come to an arrangement. They don't speak about religion. According to the Moroccan constitution, Islam is the country's state religion. And officially, Moroccans enjoy freedom of religion, on paper at least. But Farah recounts some practical problems. Marriage, for example. When she and Adam decided to get married, it was impossible to formally register their Christian faith in official documents. Officially, marriage was only possible according to Muslim tradition.
No matter what we believe or what we say, on paper, we're still Muslim.
Farah just gave birth to a daughter. She would have liked to call her Julia, but the authorities didn't accept that name. The little one now goes by Malak Noor. Soher, who lives in Casablanca, also experienced firsthand how difficult it is to convert to Christianity in Morocco. Zohair's older brother was the first in his family to become a Christian. His father, an imam, and the rest of his family did not take it well. They called a family meeting, and Zohair's father wanted his brother to say a Muslim prayer to prove he was still a Muslim. His brother refused.
He was 17 and they just, somebody slapped him, somebody saying curse him. So he just left without money, without clothes, without anything.
His father was furious, his mother distraught. But Zohair himself became curious. Why was everyone so upset? A few years later, he also decided to convert. Since then, after many discussions, the family has made their peace with their son's religious choices. Moroccan Christians have claimed they have been prevented from attending some church services, but Rabat's Archbishop Cristobal Lopez Romero has said this isn't the case.
I deny these allegations. Are they Catholics or Protestants? Moroccan Catholics can be counted on the fingers of one hand, but they are able to live their faith unhindered.
As for the Moroccan Ministry of Religious Affairs, they decided not to answer any questions on the matter. DW.